AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Federal agents in Los Angeles are searching the home and office of the head of the nation's second largest school district,
Alberto Carvalho. TV news footage showed agents in FBI shirts and jackets outside Carvalho's modest home in the San Pedro neighborhood. A person familiar with the probe says it's part of an ongoing investigation. At the beginning of the school year, Carvalho told CBS News it was clear that amid federal immigration crackdowns, there was a lot of fear in families that he described as having fragile immigration status. He said the district was working with a number of cities to develop and implement a set of rapid awareness and communication protocols and doing what they could to lessen fear among parents. The nature of the investigation was not immediately clear. I'm Jennifer King.
President Trump now has to sell what he delivered at the State of the Union address last night. Bankrate.com's Mark Hamrick says there were a lot of misstatements.
When he describes a golden age, when he describes a roaring economy, the data does not align with those statements. And so, for example, let's look at GDP, the main measure of growth for the U.S. economy. In the most recent quarter, it came in at a lower than expected and subpar annualized increase of 1.4%.
Hamrick says the affordability issue is not going to go away leading up to the midterm elections. New York's Governor Kathy Hochul says the World Trade Center's final office tower will start construction as soon as this spring and become American Express's new headquarters. The development of two World Trade Center marks a milestone nearly 25 years after the September 11th attacks destroyed the site. President Trump's pick to lead a new Justice Department division dedicated to rooting out fraud says he would pursue prosecutions without fear or favor amid growing questions about how the new unit will operate free of political pressure from the White House. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News. The Supreme Court ruled against a private immigration detention company.
The private prison company GEO Group is fighting a lawsuit that alleges that immigration detainees in Aurora, Colorado, were forced to work as janitors and in other jobs and were paid only a dollar a day to supplement meager meals. GEO argued that the 2014 lawsuit should be tossed out because, as a government contractor, it's immune from lawsuits. After a judge disagreed, GEO Group asked the Supreme Court to allow it to quickly appeal the ruling. The justices have refused. In another immigration detainee lawsuit against the company in Washington State, the company was ordered to pay $23 million. Donna Water, Washington.
Mike Fink says he is the astronaut whose medical condition prompted NASA's first medical evacuation. Fink did not say what was wrong with him, but said he quickly was stabilized. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.